question when you...
Thank you for holding. Is this Anthony and Olivia?
Yes.
Hi, guys. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
All good, thank you.
Good, good. That's what I like to hear. I understand you guys were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details. Did you guys have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
My only question is, I've been dealing with our website and stuff, and I've tried to get a Google business listing, and I put in the wrong, like, our address, but apparently because we're services, we don't put in that. Anyway, it got suspended, and I can't, we have reviews waiting, but they're not there yet because they're trying to reinstate the business listing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, is that something you guys work with too, or?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we'll uplift the suspension on your Google business page and do a name, address, and phone number cleanup. That would be the first thing that we do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to make sure there's no discrepancies on any of the online listings, not just on Google, but any of the other directories too, because that causes a little bit of a riff with Google.
Okay.
Okay. Do you guys, do you get texting on this number actually?
Yes, we do.
Okay, here. To send you a link to the pricing page so you can see. Usually that's part of a setup fee. It's usually the first thing that we do on every account. Normally they charge $299 for the setup fee. I can actually get that reduced to just a one-time payment of $99 just to get all that knocked out for you guys. And then you already have your own .com website?
.net.
.net. Let me pull it up here. Tara sent me a link. Okay. Okay, I like the portfolio and pictures. Okay. It's pretty simple, but this actually is a good thing. You want to have a simpler site, especially with the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. About 84% of searches are going to be done on a mobile device, so having a simpler site is actually a benefit to you.
Sure.
These people go out there and build these really fancy $5,000, $10,000 sites and then takes forever to load on the phone and the customer just winds up leaving it. Yeah. Oh, so this is good. Okay. So we could definitely use that. Okay. So I sent you a link to the pricing page. Did you guys get that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you click on it and you scroll down a bit, just underneath our Premier Google Partner badge, you'll start to see some packages and pricing structures. Mm-hmm. Now, this is all pre-new in business credit, right? This is our traditional pricing structures. What Tara's asked me to do is to put you on, the traditional Platinum. So in the beginning, you'll see like Essential Premier, Pro Premier, Platinum Premier. Those are different. Those are with Google Ads included. Usually you only want Google Ads if you guys are trying to target like more than 100-mile radius around where your business was PIN verified. So what I was thinking was the traditional like local SEO bundles plus Facebook ads where it says Essential Pro Platinum without the Premier.
Yes.
What she's asked me to do is to put you on that Platinum bundle. There, it says most popular, but she wanted me to reduce the cost by 50%. So basically, you get the Platinum package for the Essential package price of $299, and then, like I mentioned earlier, I would reduce the setup fee to just a one-time payment of $99 rather than $299. So instead of you guys paying, you know, $898 out the door and then $599 monthly, it would just be $398 out the doors today, and then each month moving forward, it would actually go down to $299, and it would stay there for as long as you choose to use it on a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see. What was my? Oh, so you said Facebook advertising. So because we run Facebook right now, so we wouldn't have that cost. Like you would include it in this price that cost.
Yeah, no, I can remove it. So there's a, I don't know what you guys are spending on Facebook ads currently. They give us like a 2-for-1 value on it. So if we put $100 into it, we usually get about $200 worth of Facebook advertising out of that. But if I remove it, I could shave $100 off the already discounted pricing structure. So I could bring it down to $199 as your monthly subscription cost for the other products and features, obviously not including the optimized landing page or the Facebook advertising because you guys already have those. But all the other bells and whistles, and then obviously the one-time setup fee of $99 to uplift the suspension and clear all the discrepancies.
Okay.
So that would change it to $298 to be exact for the first month, and then $199 each month after that.
Okay, I guess, yeah. What are you thinking?
So I'm not really the one that deals with technology, but what is all of this involved in the platform?
Right, so the Google Places placement is the moneymaker for you, Anthony. You'll notice if you do a search on Google, if you just typed in any of the services you provide, you know, there's three guys that show up next to a map in that top recommended section. You guys will have one of those spots. So that's why we were reaching out to you originally. We cover you on that first page of Google Places for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So you can actually hand select the services that you provide that you want to be found for. Obviously, there's a client interview. That's part of usually what the setup fee is for. In that client interview, they'll have keyword recommendations. So they already kind of go through your website, do their research on every specific service you provide, and then obviously look at which one of those services are getting the most calls and clicks and traffic, and then they'll recommend those to you. But again, you have final say on that. You have Bing Local. It's similar to Google Places, but it's a top five. They almost always pull the top three from Google into their top five, so you kind of organically end up on the first page of Bing when you have the Google Places placement. And then there's the popular directory submission, which is pretty huge. The popular directory submission is about 60 different online directories that we would host and maintain for you. They're directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages. So again, we're not going to duplicate any of those listings, but we'll go in there and fill the holes for anything that you are missing, and then obviously still clean up the discrepancies. The name, address, and phone number cleanup applies to all platforms. It's not just your Google listing and uplifting that suspension. So there's a lot that we're doing for you there. Review monitoring obviously is huge. If you get bad reviews, we give you an opportunity to dispute them before they're actually published on Google. There is an app where as part of your tracking system, an account dashboard where you can go in and request Google reviews. So basically, if you download the app on your phone, you're leaving a job, you could send them a message on your truck on your way out asking about their experience and to leave a Google review, and we maintain and host those for you. We try to build up the reputation as much as possible. And then, of course, the Amazon Alexa voice search results, they use the Google Places guys for their search results. So by having Google Places, you usually end up as a top recommended option on Amazon Alexa voice search as long as we do the submission, which we will do because it's a platinum package that I'm putting you on.
So, like, we've had other people reach out to us as well. So what makes, like, how is your company different than the others?
Yeah, so our credentials, obviously, I mean, you know, we're a premier Google partner. So premier is the highest status you can reach as a Google partner. We're actually one of the highest rated Google partners in the industry. We've been in business since 2004. We have about 300 people that work here, and 100 of them are Google certified technicians, including myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me the question, because I guess I was asking, with the Facebook ad,
yes.
Like if you, it's okay if they would be in the price, because we're probably spending about $100 a month anyway.
Yeah, it's a lot better. Because we're in the process. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're cutting out, and it feels like I'm cutting you off. I'm
sorry.
I know we're in the woods right now, so
yeah,
it might be windy for you.
Oh, okay.
No, I was just saying that like we're already kind of spending $100 a month, so I'm fine to put that $100 into you guys. You know.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it too because we're in the process of becoming a Meta partner as well. Meta has some pretty big partnerships coming up with Google that they're working on behind the scenes that people aren't really aware of yet, but you'll start to see come to the surface over the next months and years. So, you know, obviously having the Meta certified technicians to help with the ad is also a huge benefit. We have about 6 different Meta certified technicians that are going to be hosting that for you, doing a biweekly posting, It's a little bit different when we post on your business Facebook page. They send you an email with the listing, the photos, and what's going to be published, and then you have to approve it. So you'll get like an email notification, and you have to read through, kind of approve it before it actually gets posted. We don't post anything there without your consent. But we do host the ads, obviously. So that's a huge benefit to kind of take that off your shoulders. Make sure that it's handled by professionals. And, you know, obviously you guys can focus on the leads as they come in and generating those positive reviews.
Okay. Let me see. So right now, like, I'm just posting on our Instagram, our Facebook.
Social media.
I don't really talk about that. Is there, like, something you have where somebody just kind of double checks it, where I would still do it?
Instagram?
Or you would... Or, like, Facebook.
For Facebook, yeah. You know, for all of these listings, you still have access to, Olivia. We don't,
okay.
Like, yeah, we don't take control of the business profile and everything. You just add us as a manager, and then, I mean, we do kind of take control of it, but you have access to everything. Like, you're still going to be able to access your site, all the directories, even the ones that we created for you. It's just having somebody professional to oversee it, make sure everything's going accordingly, and you guys aren't, like, missing days because your account's suspended, for example. You know, those are a lot of opportunities that aren't getting through to you guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's one other question. Let me think. So you said it would be $2.99 a month if we kept the Facebook ads.
Yeah, if you keep the Facebook ads, it'd be $2.99 with the discounts and then the one-time setup fee of $99. So your initial investment today would be $3.98.
So we're not too familiar with, like, technology with Google and stuff. So you say, you know, there's a spot available.
Yes.
Do, like, all companies have a certain amount of spots available, or is it?
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
Right. So the Google Partner Program requires that we don't work with two people in the same industry in the same area. It's a conflict of interest. So the other companies that are up there now are actually working with our competitors, another Google partner.
Okay.
Right, so we have the listing become available within our company. Once we fill it, we are contractually obligated to not work with any of your local competition that provides the same service. Our goal would be to beat them out, have you outperform them.
Okay.
So why would the spot have become available?
For a variety of reasons. We can actually, a big reason we like doing things month to month is we can part ways with somebody if things start going bad. So... You know,
okay.
If they start generating a bunch of bad reviews where we're constantly having to dispute reviews, or if there's, like, something, things unprofessional that come to the surface, if they acquired a recent felony, you know, we're not going to vouch their credibility and send them to people's property. So,
yeah.
It could be a lot of things, though. You know, it could be, like, a payment decline and we weren't able to get a hold of them. They could have relocated to another service area where their PIN verification is no longer valid. You know, and then if we can't get a hold of them, or, you know, there's a lot of different reasons why a spot would open up. We don't really get in too much into those details, though, to be honest, as the partner. We just kind of, Google tells us who qualifies and that it's open, and then we go do our thing.
So will this, like, obviously, gutter cleaning, will it also support, as you saw on our website, four things that we kind of do. Will we be in those top spots for all four things, or just for gutter cleaning? Or what?
Yeah, exactly. So you're in the property services category. It's actually called, they call it property maintenance category. Under that category,
okay.
There's an umbrella of keywords. So all the services you provide are going to be underneath that category. There's not anything you're doing that's not qualified in that. It's kind of one of my favorite categories, like handyman, where you have so many different things that you can list yourself for, and that actually makes it more profitable. Whereas if you would have just listed your company as, like, Sexton Roofing, well, we'd be very limited to roofing keywords. We don't want to mislead people by having you showing up when they're typing in other things.
Yeah, so if someone types in gutter cleaning in St. Peter's or St. Louis, we would show up.
Exactly, yep, as a top recommended option in the Google Places section.
Okay. I had one. Oh, I keep forgetting my question. Something I thought of.
There is a client interview,
okay,
you guys, so they'll go over all of that with you again, Anthony.
Just one more thing. Somebody contacted us the other day, and we don't know technology, and we started our website on GoDaddy.
Uh-huh.
and they told us that that's not the best one or something. Do you look into all that as well, like try to get our website to get hit?
Another huge benefit, like even if you guys are going to move forward at the 398, it's not going to cost you anything extra for us to build the site for you. The huge benefit to that, though, is having it in-house, as you have all that SEO content creation. So we make sure that the site and everything on the site is compatible with what we're doing for you. That way the customers don't ever feel like they're misled or missing anything. We could also do all the updates in real time. So instead of us going, okay, we've changed your keywords, we've updated all the other online listings, but we don't have access to your website. So you have to contact that website person and do it, or you have to go in there and do it yourself. If we have the website and we're building it for you, we can actually update that and make it match accordingly with all the other online listings and the information submitted. So it definitely helps to have everything under one roof.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And is there anything else that can be done or applied to get that price down even more per month?
I couldn't really. Not on the Platinum package, especially with all the products and features. I mean, not without removing things, you know? Not without removing things like the Facebook ad. And then I already removed the cost for the website, but I'm still giving that to you guys as an option. So we'll have to obviously get a... Yeah. So on a Platinum package with everything that we're doing, that is the lowest that I can go. That's why she asked me to get on the line here.
Yeah.
And then... the client interview, would that be in person or that's online, or how's that?
You have the option to do it through a video conference or just over the regular telephone call. It will be with a separate technician, so I'll schedule that with you guys here if you decide to move forward, obviously, and then they'll contact you and walk you through it. It's about a set of 32 questions. Usually takes about 30 minutes to an hour. We ask for an hour window to complete it.
Okay.
Okay, and could we, so I guess we're in the middle of the forest right now.
Mm-hmm.
Can we schedule that for later today?
Oh, yeah, it's always scheduled for later on. It's never immediate. I have to give them, time to pull all the data and everything on your listing and obviously close out the category so that way it's not going to anybody else.
Okay, well, I think we'll move forward with that.
Okay, so I'm going to create your online listing. I know it's going to sound a little repetitive to the Google Business Profile, but in case anything's changed, I want to make sure we update it, and then I'll submit it to Google now to uplist your suspension. Who's the primary on the account? Is it going to be under Anthony or Olivia?
It'll just be under Anthony section.
Okay. Okay, and he spells it A-N-T-O-N-Y?
Anthony.
I'm from England.
Oh, no problem.
A-N-T-H-O-N-Y.
Yeah. I'm part English, but I've never made my way over there. It's on the list. So I kind of have like this bucket list that I've been working on where I try to go down everything, but I'm a bit of a mutt, so it's got a lot of...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm English, Irish, French. So traditional. A-N-T-H-O-N-Y.
Yeah, Anthony.
Okay. And Olivia, what is her role within your business?
So I've just been doing like all the behind the scenes type stuff.
Okay. So like a partner or manager?
Yes, but we only have the business listed in Anthony's name, so that's why we thought we might need to keep it all in his name.
Right. Well, I'm not. Yeah. No. So everything is going to be in his name. Sorry for not clarifying. I would just be adding you to the account in case like you called in, or if you needed to make changes. Yeah. So like maybe if he was out in the field and he was like, "Hey, Olivia, can you call John and see if he can fix this?" And then, you know, you call in and maybe you get like one of our customer service representatives. At least that way they know, hey, you know, she's affiliated with this account, and then I can also put the number on file, so that way the caller ID kind of matches up. Did you have a second phone number?
Yeah, 636.
Okay.
245257.
You cut out after the 4. I got 24.
248.
Uh-huh.
5257.
Okay, perfect. And then same last name, or what's your last name, Olivia?
Sexton.
Okay, awesome. Okay. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied on that platinum package. That way you have on file, you're getting all those contents for that discounted rate. What's the business email address that I could send that to?
SextonPropertyServicesSTL@gmail.com.
Okay, I'll also send over the invoice receipt to you. This is considered a business expense, so you guys can actually write this off. So good to collect all those invoices, get as many write-offs as you can. And then Google's going to redo your PIN verification, but we're going to have it either express shipped or they may three-way call during your client interview and just uplift the suspension that way, as long as it's nothing drastic. But I won't really know until I submit it to that client interview technician. So assuming that they have to FedEx express it to you, what's the business street address that you would like PIN verified?
4646 Matador, Matador Court. Okay. St. Peter's 63376.
Found it here. And then did you want this address hidden or displayed?
Hidden.
Hidden, okay. So it'll still say St. Peter's, and it'll still have the state and zip. You just won't have the street address, and I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. And then the company is LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let's go ahead and update. And then you wanted to capitalize on the splash page website and hosting?
What does that mean?
Did you want to have us redo your website for you guys and host it?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, with us still involved?
Yeah, of course. It's included in the package. It's no extra cost. But during the client interview, obviously, they'll brief on that. And then before we publish anything, Olivia, we'll always get your guys' approval. We understand that it's representing your company. We're not just going
to
post stuff. We're definitely, you know, it's actually part of our voice verification. We require that you be responsive to phone calls and emails from us and your customers. So it's essential.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Did you want to use the same domain name that you purchased from GoDaddy? Did you guys put that on like a business card or already kind of passed that out or been floating that around?
We did, and I haven't talked to Anthony about this, but I don't know if .net was the best option.
Well, here's the advantage to having that first page placement is they're not actually seeing that domain name. What they see is just, it says website and there's like a little globe icon, and if they click on it, it'll automatically navigate them there. So it's not as important.
So we do have it, it's all over, but if you think that's okay, then we'll just stick with it.
Yeah, and you still have time to decide on it. So, I mean, if you change your mind after this phone call, the client interview technician will ask you. Just know if that's what you want to roll with, we will need, like, the login credentials for that domain name in order to go in there and do all the modifications.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds.
And obviously add us this host. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
I kind of think don't list them, or how do they usually do it with services?
Yeah, I mean, we can list it as open availability. A lot of people take that option. They don't want it to say that they're closed sometimes. So, you can do that.
Yeah, I would say that because we're very flexible. Like, if something comes in, we can go. So, open availability would be good.
Yeah, especially this time of the year, you know, the weather comes in.
Right.
For help. Okay. Let me go ahead and update. It's open availability. Okay. And then, can you guys accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
We do cash, check, and Venmo.
Okay.
Okay.
No worries. It's always good to get a business account when you do the card stuff, because that way, when you go to do your taxes, it's all kind of under one hub. Instead of you having to save every single receipt, you can usually just give your CPA the bank statement from that business account. So. Just a little tip, but yeah, of course. Cash, check, and Venmo, submit. Okay, so I got the business profile created. I did put Olivia in the cell phone category, as well as I added her to the business profile. So I'm going to secure the payment with you. When the payment clears, though, you guys are going to get those welcome messages to Olivia's phone, just for now. And then I'll swap it out after this phone call, okay? I just want to make sure I have it saved in that queue there.
Sounds good.
All right. And then before I can secure the payment, I need to schedule your client interview. So you guys said that maybe later today you would have availability?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Okay. I have a 3 to 4 available, and I have a 5 to 6 CT.
Is there anything... Right, 3 to 4 will be fine.
Okay. Did you want sooner? I can actually go sooner if you want.
No, 3 to 4 will be good.
Okay. Okay. All right. Bear with me for a moment. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. And will both of you be present? And then this phone number will be the best phone number for the technician to contact you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, it will come from an 877 number, is our company okay. Business line. Let me send you this invitation here. I'm also going to send you a text, Anthony, with my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead on this, so... be kind of like your point guy walking you through everything until we've got it set up.
Okay.
And then once I see that you guys are doing well with it, I'll kind of back off and let you do your thing. Okay. I'm pretty sure this email is going through. Did you guys get the calendar invitation? I have like a logo that matches on that email address, but it's not showing me if it was delivered yet.
I have, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So let me go ahead and adjust your billing. So this is going to be Platinum Package for $299. Then I'm going to reduce the setup fee to a one-time payment of $99. Okay, and then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $398, how did you want to do that?
By card.
Okay, so it's going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay, Anthony Sexton. Is there any middle initial?
Nope.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the business street address that's PIN verified? The 46 Matador? Okay.
Correct.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4400.
4400.
6680.
6680.
3877.
3877.
7332.
7332. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0924.
0924. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
975.
975, okay. And then before I can legally authorize any transaction with your business, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification recording, just as an added form of protection for you. I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. Just say, hey, John, you know, what does that mean? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction with your company today, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Olivia and Anthony, you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Sexton Property Services.
Thank you. And your company will be listed as an LLC on the first page of Google, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And it says, please state your name and title within the company.
Anthony Sexton, owner.
Okay. And Olivia Sexton, what is your title within the company?
I guess co-owner?
Co-owner or partner, right? Okay. That's how I have
partner.
You listed. Okay. Just want to make sure we have this all documented here. And then it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours in quotations. That's a reasonable period of time. And then it says here, okay. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently doing, basically, and we know about any other online listings. But before you add anything, you shouldn't need anything else realistically. But before you add anything online, just make sure to double check that you're not like duplicating anything or paying for something that you already have through us. Okay.
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 All right. And it says the initial term of your service agreement will be 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up for our services. But you know, it's month to month, paid out 1 month at a time. You're not binded to any kind of contract. Your first month's payment will be non-refundable due to the discounts that were provided on that package. It says the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is October 24th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $398. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the .com for you at no additional charge, and I've reduced the setup fee to a one-time payment of $99. Says when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 24th day. It'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It does state that you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. You're not binded to a contract. However, if you are going to discontinue, we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So I'm going to authorize your first month payment. Upon the initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email as well as a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. So I believe this is going to come through to Olivia. I'm going to hang on the line here just to make sure that you guys have that. Let me know when you get it. It'll actually say, Anthony, thank you for choosing Local Splash, but it's going to come to Olivia's phone. Usually takes about a minute or two. It's automation. But in the at the bottom of this, Anthony will have to sign off on it. So again, not a contract that you're binded to, but it's just full disclosure on everything that we're doing for you for that price, right, that you're getting that discounted rate. And then obviously you're going to want to save that in your email, and we'll have that on file as well. That way there's no confusion moving forward.
Okay.
You said a text message?
Yeah, it'll be a text and an email, actually. The automation comes through to both, but the text is usually the most convenient route in order to get everything.
Email, but okay, I got the text.
Okay, so there is a link in that text, though. It'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing there. So it'll actually have all the products and features that we're providing for you in that Platinum Bundle. It'll have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. And then at the very bottom, it just wants you to authorize that you're a certified user on the account. It's not somebody pretending to be Anthony or using a fraudulent card. And then, of course, sign off his first and last name. Once you guys sign off on that, it will navigate you to a page for username and password. Don't worry about the tracking system right now. At the end of your client interview, they will send you an email and with the login credentials, and also it will have a 7-minute YouTube video. It's kind of like a tutorial on how to use that Local Splash tracking system and app. So very useful.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I signed it.
Okay. Let me update here, make sure. Okay, yes, so we received it. And then the copy is also in your email, so just so you know, they'll send that to you, or you should have it actually already. It says confirmed.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes our initial setup process. Obviously, I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the local Splash team. A couple things I just want to keep in mind. I'm so happy I go through this checklist at the end of every call. So I'm going to need, if we're going to remodel your site, I will need you guys to send in that logo and any photos that you want used for that site. Same thing for your Facebook page. We try not to, obviously we have photos that we have that are pretty generic, you know, that are abiding by copyright laws that we can use for your Facebook page, but we would rather get real ones from you guys.
Yeah.
It's also good if we have like a paper trail too that kind of lets or has proof that you guys sent those to us and gave us permissions to use. So I texted you that email address. I think it came through to Olivia's phone because she's still in that text message queue. But it's just photos.
Yeah,
photos at localsplash.com. And then I'm also going to send my direct number and extension too. But just to kind of circle back before I got distracted there. So just want you guys to focus on, obviously, client interview today. I got that scheduled between 3 and 4 o'clock. So they'll contact you. You'll get a text message about 1 hour prior to the appointment just to confirm. If anything pops up or changes, I could always reschedule it. Just let me know.
Sounds good.
And then, get those photos in. And then the pin verification. More than likely, because of the way that the suspension is looking, we're probably going to have to re-pin verify. I don't know if there was an issue here. It says that you requested pin verification, but the pin verification is showing is incomplete. Did something happen with that, Olivia? Were you guys requested it? Or were you having trouble putting in the 5-digit number on the back? You didn't know where to put that?
They kept saying a postcard was coming. It 3 weeks later, it still hadn't showed up. So I requested it again. Then 3 weeks later, not shown up. So I have no idea.
So you guys have a traditional mailbox, right? It doesn't forward to the post office or anything?
Right. It's just our house, our mailbox.
Yeah. Okay. I'll clear that up for you guys right now. Because, it just says that the pin was requested on the back end here. And but it says it was suspended because verification was never completed. So usually when you get the pin, there's a little 5-digit number on the back that you're supposed to go into your Google business profile and submit. And that lets them know that you're actually in St. Peter's and that you received it, right? That's that little red dot kind of.
I don't know if this helps you, but I was on my Google Olivia Sexton account or whatever. And then I don't know, I was on the Sexton Property Services Google. I don't know if I got them mixed up and sent pins to both.
Yeah, that can happen too. That can also cause a discrepancy if it looks like you have two separate businesses. Because if you have a personal account or a personal business account and then it's getting mixed up with the Sexton Property Services, it looks like you're trying to register two companies to one address.
Somehow I got it, because when I typed in our name, we were on Google, and we got two people to leave us good reviews, and then all of a sudden it told me we were suspended. And I don't know what I did.
Yeah, it's not saying it's anything like character flaws or anything personal that happened.
Yeah.
It's just discrepancies it's saying. So
we'll
get it cleared up. Don't worry about it. We'll get it knocked out. Just make sure you guys are available for the client interview. And then if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, save my number, Anthony. I texted it, but it came through to Olivia. I'm gonna switch this up. So moving forward, he'll get the text messages, and then I'll just have her on file as the partner or co-owner. But as of right now, just get that. If you need anything, give me a call.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. You guys enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll circle back with you soon.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.